Keeping citizens informed and educated, we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. This is Lisa Berry, and as part of our Meet Your County Government series, as part of In the Public Interest, which we do with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, today we say hello and a bit of a goodbye to two Washtenaw County Health Department officials. Outgoing County Health Officer and Washtenaw Health Plan Executive Director, Ellen Rabinowitz. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Lisa.
And the person who is going to take over as County Health Officer is Hamina Lovelock. Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks to both of you for coming in today. Ellen, you're stepping down. How many years have you been with the Washtenaw County Health Department?
This past May, Lisa, marked 30 years since I started working at Washtenaw County. Originally started working with the Washtenaw County Metropolitan Planning Commission and moved over to the Health Department in 1994.
I bet you could tell us a lot of stories about how things have changed and evolved in the department.
I certainly can tell a lot of stories. Things, in fact, have changed dramatically in the world of public health. We are entering an era of what we refer to as public health 3.0.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? It means that we are really focusing on what we call the social determinants of health, the conditions in which people live, the quality of housing, education, access to healthy foods, interaction with the criminal justice system, all the social determinants of health, the conditions in which people live that have as much to do with their health status as their DNA.
I think when people hear about Washtenaw County, they think, oh, universities and the arts, and it's a cultured intellectual community. Yet there are a lot of people in this county that need your assistance.
You're absolutely right. I mean, Washtenaw County, particularly the city of Ann Arbor, ends up on a bazillion different top 10 lists.
Right.
Most educated community, best place to retire, greatest city in the country to live in. That's true for a lot of people in our community, but in fact, it's not true for everyone. Washtenaw County is the eighth most economically segregated county in the country. When we look at those numbers, at the disparities in Washtenaw County, that really is the focus of our work, making sure that everyone in our county has the opportunity to live their healthiest life. The breadth and depth of the services that we provide in the community, all in the name of protecting health and promoting health, the breadth and the depth is quite broad. Everything from clinical health services like immunizations, our sexual health services clinic, our WIC clinic, Women, Infant, and Children, which is a supplemental nutrition program. Half of all babies born in Washtenaw County participate in the WIC program at some point, which shows the extent to which our programs reach. We have health services. We have a very big health promotion unit where we are doing a lot of education in the community around all sorts of health issues. We do a lot of work in communicable disease surveillance, which is the term that we use for how we work to monitor disease in the community. So we have a service arm, and then our environmental health division is our regulatory arm. So our food sanitarians inspect every restaurant in Washtenaw County twice a year so that residents can be assured that when they're eating out in a restaurant, their food preparation will be safe and they won't get sick. We regulate body art facilities. We make sure that the places where folks are getting tattooed and pierced are safe and licensed and regulated.
I bet that's changed a bit in the 30 years you've been with the Washtenaw County Health Department.
That has, and one of my favorite anecdotes from my first year on the job was when I had to issue a cease and desist order to a high school student, a budding tattoo artist, who was giving tattoos in the high school cafeteria. When people get tattoos, we want the tattoo artist to be using sterilized needles and all the appropriate inks.
And officer is part of your name, so you can do that, right?
So the health officer, the public health department, the county health department, operates under the Michigan Public Health Code, which is a statewide code. Under the code, the director of the health department has the title health officer and has legal police authority to do things like prevent a high school student from giving tattoos.
And I don't want to leave out Hamina Lovelock. Tell us about your experience.
I've been acting as deputy health officer for the last 2 years. And before that, was in the community, working at a community organization focused on HIV prevention and care. So I came to this work from a broad perspective and experience in public health, and particularly serving some of the most vulnerable people in our community, ensuring that they have access to health care, that they are also part of decision making around their health, and have access to the resources that are available. So I bring all of that perspective in my role as deputy health officer and now health officer.
And what's on your radar as you move onward and upward?
Well, Ellen certainly has laid out a great foundation for the work ahead of us. And we are also very lucky to have a strong team of staff and leaders in the health department. We are nationally accredited. We are also state accredited and get glowing reviews through our state accreditation process. So certainly we have a reputation of providing excellent services, and we plan to continue to do that. But as I become health officer, I am particularly cognizant of the environmental health issues that we're facing.
You mean like PFAS?
PFAS, the Gelman plume, many of the other issues that we know are impacting our environment. And as Ellen said, so much of health is determined not just by our DNA, but also by the environment that we live in. But in addition, we have mandated services that we have to provide. And so we always have to balance ensuring that we are providing those mandated services while responding to emerging issues in a proactive way.
Because this is Get to Know Your County Government segment, Washtenaw County Health Department. Either of you have something else you want to share to listeners who may not know about your department or you want them to know about at this point?
I would say the guiding framework for our work is really around achieving health equity. We really use health equity as our organizational compass and really work in the community with community residents to ensure that everyone in the community has the opportunity to achieve optimal health. While we are responsible as public health for the health of the entire community, we are really focused on the most vulnerable.
I think the other thing is that we have a lot of data that we collect around surveillance of the opioid epidemic, for example, around suicide. And we want that data to be used to help inform decision making so that we can have not only sound public health services, but that we can continue to collaborate with other partners to address those issues and other emerging issues.
We'll say best of luck to you, Ellen Rabinowitz, outgoing Washtenaw County Health Officer and Health Plan Executive. Best luck to you as you move forward.
Thank you.
In your career. I don't think we've heard the end of you yet.
And you have not heard the last of me, Lisa.
And Amanda Lovelock, thank you so much. And best of luck as you move into that position.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited.
This is In the Public Interest, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area here on 89.1 WEMU.